Matt Greenwood with you on the Flames Equipment pregame show. Have Karen Beely, Festus Volleyball head coach, joining us ahead of their matchup against DeSoto. That's coming up here shortly for you. Coach, we talked about it, I guess it was 2 days ago, yesterday, I can't remember. But anyway, we talked about coming into this matchup. You do have injuries. You can't hide that.
Yeah, a couple things have changed. Gorman was out, but she's going to be able to play all around tonight, so that's helpful. 5-1 setter has a concussion, so we don't know how long she's going to be out.
Yeah.
So we're playing a 6-2, so we had to change everything around. So we're just hoping for the best and everybody get out and do their job.
So I heard you. I was walking past the hallway here, and I heard you saying something to the girls. I guess a little pregame speech or maybe just something to get ready. But what's your typical, speech before a match with these girls?
I usually don't say too much. I just say, you know what your job is. We do it every day in practice, and that's expected of you. And it's like people have to step up now because we have some injuries. So we're expecting we have people setting that haven't been setting all year. So hey, we're just doing our best.
You're getting
the next man up. That's what it is.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting a really good look at this district too. You've played Windsor 3 times already. Now you get DeSoto for the first time and only time this regular season.
We'll get him in the tournament in segment too.
Well, okay, gotcha. Okay, I guess that's coming up this weekend too.
Right,
so
right.
But all right. So even better then. But yeah, what's your take on this district? It's pretty tough, isn't it?
Yes, it's a really good district. There's 4 or 5 teams that have a really good shot at winning it. I'm hoping that we have all of our team together by the end of the season. So
right.
We'll see how it all goes for us. But, that's the way athletics are. You have to do what you have to do, and everybody else has to do their job. And these kids know that they practice pretty hard every day. I'm on them pretty good. So
yeah,
it's not like they haven't had practice and had somebody right in their chops,
right.
What I'm saying? Just ready for, I don't think chops is a bad word, is it?
No, that's a good word.
Okay, so like, right saying, let's get the job done. So anyway, so that's what I expected tonight is there are different people out there, different lineup, playing a different offense, but we're expected to do our jobs.
All right, great deal. Coach, we'll see you afterwards, hopefully with a victory, I guess.
I certainly hope so.
All right, that's Karen Beely.
Feel better.
Yeah, right. That's Karen Beely of the Festus Tigers joining us on the Flames Equipment pregame show.
Everybody's going home.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring. Only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Ludington Exit.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleet's Equipment pregame show, joined by Lindsey Brinkman of DeSoto Volleyball. Coach, Festus coming into your home. What's it going to take for you for your girls to get the win here tonight?
We just need to play consistent. Right now, we've played a lot of good volleyball, but we haven't been consistent for 2 games as necessary, and I'm hoping we can put that all together tonight.
Bria Garman causes nightmares for a lot of teams. I'm sure you've probably lost sleep over trying to set up to defend her. What's it going to take to slow her down at the net?
And that's just it. We're trying to make sure we close our double block and line up our defense accordingly, shut her down, and make the rest of the team beat us and not just the one player.
Not to put any pressure on the girls, but this would be a huge win for you guys moving forward.
Most definitely. We're in a rough part of our season right now. We've taken a couple losses from good teams, and a win tonight would be big for us.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you, and we'll hopefully talk to you after a victory.
Thank you very much.
All right, Lindsey Brinkman, head coach for DeSoto, joining us on the Fleet's Equipment pregame show. First serve is next.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Love to shop and pay.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF DeSoto. Festus volleyball action. We've had several softball games leading up to our first volleyball broadcast of the 2019 fall season. So certainly happy to have you here. And, of course, we joined as soon as they get ready for the national anthem. So we're going to take another break, let the national anthem play, and then we will come to you with DeSoto and Festus volleyball. It's right here on KJFF.
That good sportsmanship is expected at DeSoto High School, as we set good examples for our students, players, and youngsters in attendance. Now, would you all please rise for the playing of our national anthem?
All right, so there you go. That was the national anthem. And now it's time to get to your starting lineups for the Festus Tigers. We got number one, Claire Martin, a freshman middle hitter.
Number four, Taylor Jackson.
Number four, senior outside hitter, Taylor Jackson. Ella Shy is a freshman and the setter. Also, number eight is senior Abby McMillan, middle blocker. Devin Younger, the libero.
Jessica Heavenstrike. Number 13, Sarah Vanderman. Number 14.
Well, I thought these were starters, but they're actually going through the whole roster. So, sorry for the confusion here. You know what? I'm just going to go to my trusty starters that Karen Beely, coach for the Festus Tigers, mentioned to me. So we're going to restart here. Number one, Claire Martin, middle hitter. Number four, outside hitter, senior Taylor Jackson. Number nine, Hannah Warfel, the setter. Number 11, Jessica Heavenstreet, middle hitter. Then you also have number 15, Lily Brickhouse, outside hitter. Bria Garman is another outside hitter, and number 22 for the Tigers. And the libero is number 10. Decked out in her yellow,
six,
representing
Captain
the Tigers, Devin
Emma
Younger.
Portell.
As for the DeSoto Dragons,
seven,
under Lindsey Brinkman,
Portell.
This team 6-8-4 heading into this matchup.
Number eight,
they got number
Cameron
two, Taylor Jones,
Taylor.
A junior middle hitter. Number five,
nine,
Haley
Julian
Johnson, a
Williams.
5'3" libero and defensive specialist.
Number 10, Amy
as well as number
Reiser.
Six, Emma Portell. Emma Portell
12,
is
Kylie
a senior at 5'7" and a setter. Then you have Cameron
number
Paley.
14,
number eight, outside hitter at 5'9", junior for the Dragons,
15,
followed by
Gina
number 12, Kylie Roth, an outside hitter at 5'6". And wrapping up the starting six, number three is Jenna Nicholson. Nicholson listed as the official libero for tonight. So the Festus Tigers and DeSoto Dragons getting ready for some volleyball here this evening. The Dragons team is huddled up along the sideline in front of their bench on the opposite side of the court. And the Festus Tigers still in a straight line behind the back row. The back line right in front of us as we're up on the second deck. And I think there was some confusion as to, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Coach Beely was complaining to one of the officials about DeSoto huddling up as her girls were as her girls stayed in a perfect line. So I don't know. Now they're running to the net and high-fiving underneath the net here. So very interesting start, to say the least. Again, Jenna Nicholson is the libero. She's decked out in green for the DeSoto Dragons. And then number 10, Devin Younger, sophomore, is a libero for the Festus Tigers, decked out in the Tiger yellow. Both teams now huddling up on the court. Arms wrapped around another just above their waist. Festus Tigers went with the quarterback break-looking huddle where all hands go in the middle. DeSoto just did that as well. So here we are. Festus will be hitting left to right. DeSoto right to left in this first set. Hoping for possibly three, because that would be fantastic. And surely it would be a lot of fun. All right, here we go. Serving first for the Festus Tigers. Number 15, Lily Brickhouse. And now time is called before we start play. One of the line judges raising his red flag, crossing the court. Okay. It appears the crowd here, the student section for DeSoto, is playing with an orange ping pong ball. And the ref saw them tossing it about and confiscated it from them. So this is fun. This is a good start. All right, flat-footed overhand serve for Brickhouse. Gets it across the net. DeSoto gets two touches at the net. There's the first point to the Dragons as Cameron Paley kills it. One nothing Dragons in this first set. And now serving for DeSoto from right to left, sending it towards the back line deep. Was Jillian Williams. Fest is able to play it back over after three taps. There's a play at the middle of the net.
You are invited Saturday,
October 5th. The ball came off the right hand of Jones. And landed on the DeSoto side, so now the score is 1-1. Now serving is the libero, Devin Younger for the Tigers. Serves it to the other libero towards the back line. That is Nicholson. Nicholson gets it towards the net, and it's tapped over from the middle to the far side. Once again, getting her hand on the ball, Taylor Jones collects point number two of the set for the Dragons. They lead 2-1. Taylor Jones now to the back line to serve. Overhand, slight lean over the line as she serves it. Played by Brickhouse up towards net. Garmin with a tap over the blocker at the middle of the net, and it drops for point number two for the Tigers. And now they're back on serve. Substitution coming in to serve for Festus is number six, Ella Shy. Freshman for the Tigers, goes with a flat-footed overhand serve. Sends it deep towards the back of the net. Jones sends it towards the front of the net. It's pushed over on the far side by the outside hitter, Cameron Paley. And Festus able to tap it right over in front of the stick there at the front of the net. For point number three, Festus now leads 3-2. Once again, serve for Shy. DeSoto on the set from the outside, pounding it into the court. Number eight, Cameron Paley, from the near sideline, from one sideline to the other, collects point number three for the Dragons. We are sitting right behind the action, so forgive me, trying to figure out left and right from sitting up top and right behind everyone. There's a serve for the Dragons, played at the net, blocked, tipped. Tigers have it. Garmin tries her luck, blocked in the net. Festus on their side gets it, and a block of the net, but it lands on the DeSoto side as collecting the fourth point of the serve for Festus, number four, Taylor Jackson. 4-3 Festus in the first set. Bria Garmin to serve from left to right, gets it over DeSoto. Two plays towards the net, and a deep hit on the kill shot by Madison McCaws lands well out of bounds, and Festus earns the point. Bria Garmin going to serve once again. Flat-footed overhand serve. Sends it to the libero, Nicholson. Nicholson with the two hands, pumps it up towards the net. Outside shot there. Blocked by from Kylie Roth by the Tigers. And then a double tap illegally on the Festus side earns a point for the Dragons. It's now 5-4. DeSoto on serve as they trail by one. Serving right to left from the far side of the floor is Emma Portell. Sends it middle. Libero plays it younger towards the net. Hit back out towards the side. Lily Brickhouse tries her luck. It's dug out by the libero Nicholson. Back over to the Festus side. Libero younger sends it to the net. Blocked at the net on the right-hand fist from Taylor Jackson. And then a Festus point, or a point is awarded to Festus as the ball, after it was blocked. Oh, no, sorry, point awarded to DeSoto. So pardon me, I misread the signal there by the ref. So 5-5 all. Next serve, Taylor Jones. Set up by Lily Brickhouse on the Festus side and pounded into the court from the near sideline to the far side by number four, Taylor Jackson. So 6-5, Festus back on top. Served by Jackson. DeSoto plays it. Outside shot at the net by Abby Pope. And DeSoto gets the point as Festus unable to play it cleanly. And Pope earns the point for the Dragons, and we are knotted up at 6 apiece. Serving now on the back line, Haley Johnson will send the right fist into the ball as it's dug out towards the back line by Jackson. Sent to the DeSoto side on the dig. At the middle of the net, try by Jones to the back line, played by the Tigers, by Brickhouse. Back towards the front of the net, and an illegal touch of the net by Festus, and DeSoto takes their second lead of set one as they go up 7-6. Gretchen Burkhard is in for the Tigers. Serving right to left for DeSoto as they're up by one is Haley Johnson. Dug out on the back row by Jackson to the DeSoto side. Two taps and a double-handed punch over by Kylie Roth from the middle of the net. Lands out of bounds along the far sideline, the opposite side from her. And that means point Festus, serve Festus. Number nine, Hannah Warfel, junior server for the Tigers, gets it over towards the back line. Kept alive by Taylor Jones towards the net. Middle of the net, hit by Portell to the Festus side. Here's a setup for Brickhouse. Her punch over to the back line, played by the Dragons. Now up towards the front of the net. Little push by Jones, played by the Tigers. Right-hand shot from the middle of the net. Middle of the floor, Kate Todd just sneaks over. Bigger part of that was not Kate Todd. Either way, Festus keeping it alive. Here's the libero setting up for Garmin. Flat-footed shot from the middle of the floor. Gets it over. Dragons, two hits. And third hit is over on the double-handed shot by Kylie Roth. Festus plays it. And they pump one over, but it's too long. And DeSoto gets the point. By the way, that was Hannah Warfel. So I got confused with Kate Todd. I forgot Kate Todd is not playing tonight for the Tigers. Serve for DeSoto, up 8-7. Dug out there by Garmin, who's got 1,000-plus in her career for the Tigers. Here's a play at the net from the outside hitter, Jessica Heaven-Street. It's blocked at the net by DeSoto and lands on the Festus side, middle of the floor, and the Dragons go up 2. Serve right to left for DeSoto. It's Kylie Roth. Gets it towards the back line, played by the libero Younger. Back over to the DeSoto side. Dug out by the server Roth. Back to the Festus side. Here's a set by Warfel. Right-hand shot by Claire Martin is tipped at the net and will deflect out of bounds on the back line for the point to the Tigers. Lily Brickhouse on serve for Festus, trailing 9-8 in set one. DeSoto will dig that one out, or played, I should say, by Jenna Nicholson to the DeSoto's, to the Festus side. And a hit goes from the middle of the floor to the outside towards the DeSoto bench for a point to the Dragons. Sam Rawls, JV coach for DeSoto, picking up the ball and tossing it to one of his girls, as Coach Rawls is the JV head coach, but the assistant coach for varsity. Served by Jillian Williams from right to left. Dug out there by the Tigers by Brickhouse. Towards the net, Garmin from the outside punches it over. DeSoto plays it. A lift over the head by Emma Portell to the outside. Garmin tries her luck with a kill. That's towards the back of the row, played by the Dragons. Towards the front of the net, right-hand shot, Cameron Paley. It's blocked. Festus keeps it alive. Back to the other side for the Dragons to play it. And middle of the net, just knocking it down. Claire Martin got her palms above the top line of the net and knocked it down on the DeSoto side. And Festus pulls back within one. Younger, the sophomore libero, serves it deep to the back row. Played by the Dragons. On the outside, hit from right to left, from the near stick to the back row. Just landing in for the point, Cameron Paley. And DeSoto back on serve. They lead 11-9. Serve right to left for Taylor Jones. Played there by the libero Younger. Up towards the net after the second tap. One right-hand shot by Taylor Jackson for Festus. And it lands in front of the back row. And the Tigers back within one. Substitution coming for Festus. In to serve and serve only. Number three, Gretchen Burkhard. A southpaw, a lefty, Burkhard, flat foot overhand serve, sends it deep, played by the Dragons, at the net, hard right-hand shot by Abby Pope, it's tipped at the net, it lands in front of the back line for a DeSoto point, a lot of power behind that one from Pope. 12-10 DeSoto in set one over the Tigers, jump serve, out of bounds, off the right hand of Cameron Paley. Looked at the ball and said, how come you went out of bounds? I thought you were going to land in. It did not. So Festus gets the point and quickly on serve. Garmin, overhand serve to the middle of the floor, DeSoto side. They play it on the third hit at the net by Roth. It's deflected up into the air, played by the libero Younger. Lifted over the net by Bria Garmin to the DeSoto side. And at the middle of the net, again, Abby Pope with a strong right hand. Pounds it into the court back line and earns the point for the Dragons. 13-11, DeSoto back up two. Coach Beely holding up six fingers. I guess indicating the set in which she wants to defend this serve coming from number six, Emma Portell. Portell waiting for the whistle. She serves right to left. Overhand serve, a little jump to it. Gets it to the Festus side. Played there by Brickhouse. Towards the middle of the net, played back to Brickhouse. Lifts it over. DeSoto has trouble with it as diving into her own bench is number three, Jenna Nicholson, unable to save it with her left hand. And Festus gets the point. 13-12 in the first set. Brought to you by Applebee's of Farmington, Coles Tractor and Equipment Farmington, and Comtree of Festus. Coach Beely with some last-second instructions for the defensive line at the front of the net. As coming out late, Devin Younger. Taking her place to serve from left to right is Abby Ellsworth. Goes deep, played by Taylor Jones. I beg your pardon, that was a Taylor Jackson with the serve. We do have a whistle as the point has been awarded to the Tigers. Ball had just landed out of bounds. So 13-13 is your score in the first set. Festus back on serve. They get it to the DeSoto side at the net. Right-hand shot from the middle. Abby Pope, slightly deflected by Brickhouse, unable to save it, was Warfel as it landed to the right of Brickhouse at the middle of the net. And DeSoto gets the point. 14-13 Dragons. Right to left serve, Haley Johnson. Slight jump into that overhand serve. Played there by Jackson. Set. Middle of the net to the outside for a one-hand slap by Claire Martin. Blocked back towards the Festus side. Three hits later, the Tigers get it over. On the outside, hitting it with the right hand is Madison McCaws. Kylie Roth. Festus is able to send it skyward at the net. Brickhouse from the outside has her kill shot sent back up into the air. Dragons tip it back over. Here's Brickhouse set up for another outside kill, and it's double blocked at the net for a DeSoto point. That was Taylor Jones and Macy Clough getting in on the double block, and DeSoto back up 15-13. Serving right to left, Haley Johnson for the Dragons, middle of the floor. Slight jump serve there. Played towards the back line by Taylor Jackson, up towards the outside of the net front. Hannah Warfel sends it to the middle, punched over by the Tigers. And that will land in the deep corner for a point to Festus. I believe that was Brickhouse with the point there. Another substitution for Karen Beely of the Tigers. Checking into the game is Jessica Hebenstreet lining up in the middle. Serving it left to right is Hannah Warfel, played by the Dragons illegally. Couldn't quite tell why that was called against DeSoto. So pardon me for that. 15-15. Festus back on serve. Chance to take the lead. They get it over. DeSoto plays at the net. Middle hit there by Macy Clough. Defended by the Tigers pretty well. They send it back over. And a block at the middle of the net by the Dragons. And the ball will roll onto the Festus side for a point to DeSoto. Dragons back on top by one. Serving right to left for the Dragons, Kylie Roth, the junior. 5'6", overhand serve, trying to dig it out was Garmin, but she was a little flat-footed, and it rolls off the top of her fist, back underneath the net to the other side. It's a point to DeSoto, and they're back up to 17-15. That's been the largest lead for either side, 2 points. Serve right to left, Kylie Roth, dug out there by the libero Younger, but it hits the stick on the outside part of the net, and the Dragons go up 3-18-15. And a three-point lead, their largest. It is set one. It's DeSoto and Fess's volleyball. We're back in 1 minute here on KJF. It's a timeout by the Tigers.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Well, while we were in a break, the timeout was cut short by Coach Beely, so it wound up being a 30-second timeout. You've missed 2 points, but DeSoto won both of them. It's 20-15. Serving right to left, Kylie Roth. Dug out by the libero Younger for the Tigers. Tapped at the net by Fessis. I couldn't quite tell if it was 9 or 8 that touched it as both DeSoto and Fessis combined at the net. And now we have a loose scramble for the ball on the DeSoto side. And unable to punch it back over was Cameron Paley. And so the score is now 20-16. Fessis on serve. It's Younger gets it over. DeSoto at the net. And there was a block from the outside, as Paley was looking for a little court space, and the Tigers ate it all up and earned the point as the ball landed back on the DeSoto side after the double block. Here's a deep serve by Devin Younger, lifted up by the opposite libero Nicholson, and it hits off of the top of the wall behind play, and just like that, Festus back within two. It's 20-18. Served by Brickhouse, just sneaks it over the net. Played by DeSoto, hard shot right into the face of Hannah Warfel. Warfel had no chance to play that one properly, and it landed on the Festus side for a point to DeSoto. 21-18, DeSoto on serve. Little side action on the serve by the right-hander Jillian Williams. And the second hit by the Tigers is out of bounds. As playing it out of bounds was Hannah Warfel, tried to save it in front of the scorer's table and couldn't quite get there. So DeSoto back up 22-18. Jump serve, Jillian Williams sends it to the forearms of Younger. Sends it skyward, played by Warfel towards Garmin. Garmin lifts it over with two hands. DeSoto at the net on the outside, getting the point. On the kill is Cameron Paley. That's her fourth kill of the set, and DeSoto regains their five-point lead, 23-18 here in set one. We're back in 30 seconds on KJF.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
And we are back. 23-18, DeSoto leads Festus in the first set here in some volleyball action. Jillian Williams to serve it over to the Festus side as we pick up action right out of the timeout. Festus was able to knock it over as Hannah Warfel got it to the middle of the net, and an effort there flat-footed by the Dragons went out of bounds on the near sideline. As it went from right to left, went a little too far left, and Festus picks up the point. It's now 23-19. Festus trails there on serve. Senior libero Younger gets it over. Set by the Dragons. Jones pounded at the net by Cameron Paley, and she adds to her kills lead for the DeSoto Dragons. Picks up point number 24, and the first set can go to the Dragons here as they go on serve. It's 24-19, serving right to left, Jones. Here we go. Slight jump in the serve, played by Brickhouse towards the middle of the net. Set by Warfel on the outside, pounded with the right hand of Taylor Jackson. It was tipped at the net, but it lands on the court, and Festus gets the point and stays alive in this first set. Here comes Gretchen Burkhardt, junior right hitter for the Tigers, to keep their chances alive of winning this set. DeSoto up 24-20. There's the left-hand serve towards the middle of the floor. Garmin on her side of the net for the Tigers. Instead of waiting for DeSoto to tap it over, it came over to her side, and she pounds it to the deep corner, going from right to left, that deep left corner, and she earns the point. And Festus climbing back into this one, still trailing 24-21. DeSoto looking for the first set. Burkhardt serves it over with the left hand. Played out there by Jones. Set at the net. Middle of the floor. Middle of the net was Abby Pope. She had her kill shot blocked. It landed on the DeSoto side. And Festus collects her fourth consecutive point. And now it's 24-22. And DeSoto has called a timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it here, though, because we don't want to miss the final point of the set. And these timeouts, they say a minute on the scoreboard, but they've never stayed true. So let's thank some of our sponsors here. The Doe Run Company, Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment, Ludington and St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Jefferson County YMCA in Festus, Gifford Lumber in Farmington, and Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. So out of the timeout, Festus on serve, down 24-22. Here comes the lefty Gretchen Burkhardt once again. Slight jump in her serve, sends it towards the middle of the line, played by the Dragons, tapped over at the middle of the net. Festus able to dig it out. Three attempts, and they're going to say point to the Dragons. I guess the official ruled four hits, and hey, not the way DeSoto, I'm sure, thought they would win the set, but they do on the fourth hit by Festus as they were unable to play it over on a mad scramble, and DeSoto takes set number one, 25-22. We're back in 2 minutes for set two here on KJF.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. First set goes to the DeSoto Dragons. And here we are set up for set number two as Festus looking to take this one and force a third, serving left to right. The DeSoto Dragons, and the first point of the second set goes to DeSoto. The serve there by Kylie Roth, unable to dig it out, were the Tigers, and it's 1-0 Dragons. Serving once again with the right hand, Kylie Roth from the back of the line. Hits the top of the net, gets it over though. Dug out by Bria Garmin towards the front of the net, right hand hit by Claire Martin. Played by the Dragons, up towards the net. Little jump from slightly behind the net, Cameron Paley able to collect the point for the Dragons as it was tapped at the net and landed on the Festus side. So 2-0 DeSoto to start set two. On serve once again is Kylie Roth. Gets it over towards the deep line. Brickhouse plays it towards the net. And Cameron Bailey, with a big grin on her face, wasn't sure if that dig was going to get back over to her side. It did, but just barely, and she just tapped it over the blocker, Claire Martin, for point number three. Serve, left to right. Roth hits the top of the net, dug out by the Tigers. Garmin, the outside hitter with a shot, and she hits that one long. 4-0 DeSoto. By the way, last year these two teams played at Festus High School in the regular season, and Festus dropped the first set and won the next two. So DeSoto hoping to not have that be repeated. 4-0, they serve. Once again, Roth over to the Festus side. Kept alive by Heaven Street. Then a block of the net as Martin tried to get the point for the Tigers, and it lands back on the Festus side, and it's 5-0 DeSoto. Kylie Roth, junior, 5'6", ready to serve once again. Two bounces, now goes with the overhand. Dug out by the libero on the Tiger side, Younger, towards the net. Lifted up by Warfel. Festus will tap it over to the DeSoto side. Little jump, middle of the net, just clipping the back of the line, number two, Taylor Jones. And it's 6-0 Dragons. Karen Bealey, coach for the Festus Tigers, keeps her arms folded across her chest as she looks onto her Tigers team in a 6-0 hole here in set two. Left to right serve, Roth. Overhand goes deep. Played there by the libero, Younger, towards the middle of the net. Tapped over towards Garmin by Warfel, and Garmin able to earn the point for the Dragons. Just a little slight tap, and Garmin found a little space, and Festus is on the board. Serving right to left are the Tigers. Played up at the net. On the outside, Pele on the left side tries to pound it over, and it's blocked at the net and lands on the DeSoto side for a point to the Tigers. It's going to be the libero, Devin Younger, to serve for Festus. Right to left, palm open, gets it over. Played there by number 15, Jill Heath. That was Haley Johnson, had her hair in the way, and it got over to the Festus side of the floor. And because I was trying to figure out who Haley Johnson was, I was unable to see who hit that point for Festus, but it was a little, or who hit that ball too long for the Tigers, but it was long, and so it's 7-2 Dragons. Now on serve, DeSoto, and here's Garmin with an opportunity at the middle of the net. Her kill shot is perfectly placed towards the back line, and the Tigers pull back within 7-3. Second set brought to you by Hearing Care Partners Farmington, Home Pools and Spas Ludington, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro. Right to left serve on the opposite side of the court from us for the Tigers, Ella Shy, the freshman, serves it overhand with the right. Played there by the libero, Nicholson, towards the middle of the net, set to the middle, or from the middle to the outside for Paley, and Paley with the outside hit. It's blocked at the net and lands back on the DeSoto side. And so the Tigers get their fourth point of set two. DeSoto up one set to none, up 7-4 in set two. There's a deep serve. Dragons run into each other, but play it towards the net. Paley off her back heel, lifts it over towards the back of the line, and it lands just in front of it for a point to the Dragons as they double up their advantage, 8-4. Cameron Paley has added about 6 kills tonight for the Dragons. She's up to 150 this season. Here's a right-to-left serve by Taylor Jones. Left-to-right serve by Taylor Jones to the Festus side. Garmin, outside shot to the DeSoto side. Played up for the set. Pope to Paley on the outside. And her right-hand fist is able to send it to the DeSoto, to the Festus side for a point. 9-4 Dragons. Timeout. Coach Bealey of the Tigers will take it with her. 30 seconds. This one will come back. It's 9-4 DeSoto in set two, up one set here on KJF.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started. Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. It is 9-4 DeSoto leading Festus in set two of this conference and district matchup. And we're back into play, serving Taylor Jones to the Festus side. Set to the outside. Kenzie Banach in for the first time. Able to knock it back over with the right hand and land in front of that back line to bring Festus to within 9-5. On serve, Garmin. From right to left she goes. Played by DeSoto. From line to line goes Cameron Paley's kill. A little soft kill from Paley. Lands for a point, as on the stretch there was Taylor Jackson for the Tigers, just could not get to it. So 10-5, your new score here in set two. On serve for the Dragons is Paley. Jump serve right into the nets. She immediately apologizes to Coach Brinkman on the other side of her floor. And so Festus has six now. Right to left serve coming for Taylor Jackson. Flat-footed serve there towards the middle back of the net, played by Taylor Jones towards the front. Punched at the middle by Pope. Blocked by Festus. Tigers keep it alive. Here's Brickhouse outside the line from the right side, able to tap it over. DeSoto back towards the Tiger side. Last touch there by Kylie Roth. Festus finds it back over to the Dragon side. Roth with a two-handed lift back to Festus. Back line. And a wide-eyed look from Kylie Roth as a simple little two-hand pushover was misplayed by the Tigers towards the back row. And DeSoto collects the point. 11-6, the Dragons lead. Here comes a left-to-right jump serve by Emma Portell. Played towards the back row by the Tigers. Set at the net by Ella Shy. And planting one on the opposite side of the floor was Claire Martin. The freshman collects a point for the Tigers. 11-7 the score. Festus is going to pump in there. Number nine, Hannah Warfel, for the serve. She'll punch it over, right to left. Played there by Jones. Set up at the net. Outside shot there by Pope. Dug out by the Tigers. Now a two-handed lift over by Brickhouse. Deep towards the corner. Played by Jones. Back towards the net. Set there for the outside hitter, Roth. Her shot over. Tigers play it. Here's Garmin on the third tap. Able to hit it over her head. Back to the other side. DeSoto at the net. It's played by the outside by Kylie Roth. And point to DeSoto, as I believe a part of the ball hit the floor before the dig there by the Tigers. So 12-7, DeSoto leads here in set two. They're up one set. Left to right serve, Haley Johnson. Towards the back row, played by Garmin. Up towards the net, Warfel with the set for Martin. Martin punches it over. It's blocked and tapped around by DeSoto. Three hits later, it's back over to the Tigers' side. Flat-footed shot by Garmin, back to DeSoto. Two-hand touch there by Roth from one end of the net to the other, or one side of the net to the other, played by Lily Brickhouse, and then punched at the net by Claire Martin. Unable to dig it out was Jenna Nicholson, and Festus gets the point. 12-8 in set two as Festus trails. They're on serve. Brickhouse, deep, played by Jones. Jones towards the net. Here's the soft kill shot from line to line for Kylie Roth. And she gets the point for DeSoto. Kylie Roth has had 2 points where she smiled after both of them because she never thought that she'd get them. And she has. And she shares a smile with Coach Brinkman. And DeSoto up 13-8 in set two. Already up one set after winning set one, 25-22. There's a serve from left to right by the right hand of Roth. Two dig attempts by the Tigers. And the second one fails. And it's 14-8 DeSoto. Left to right serve with the right hand by Roth, and she could not sneak it over the top of the net as it rolls back towards the bottom. Point goes to the Tigers. Festus back on serve, trailing 14-9. Here comes the right to left serve from number 10, Devin Younger. Gets it over, a little floater towards the middle of the floor on the DeSoto side. Set there at the middle of the net for Taylor Jones. It's blocked. Back to the Tigers. Tigers lift it up towards the net. Double-handed tap there by Taylor Jackson. DeSoto plays it. They set up their outside hitter, Paley, and Paley thought she had it blocked at the net. I thought it was blocked at the net by the Tigers and then landed on the Festus side, but no. They say that it
was hit by Paley off the top of the net, not off the blocker, and it landed out. So it's a point to the Tigers. Again on the serve, Younger. DeSoto to try to play it. Paley with a last-ditch effort, unable to get any lift, and she hits it into the net. And the Tigers creeping back into this one, down 14-11. Right-to-left serve coming from Younger. It's an overhand serve towards the back of the line, lifted up by DeSoto's Johnson towards the net. Paley, little soft tap over, dug out by Brickhouse in the middle of the floor, setting up Garmin for the pound and the point to DeSoto as Garmin hit it a little too long. DeSoto first to 15 in the second set. Here's Jillian Williams serving for the Dragons. First to 25. Serve to the Festus side, dug out by Brickhouse. Play at the net. You got two Tigers and two Dragons right at the net, and last to touch it, DeSoto, as the blocked shot lands on the Festus side. 16-11, DeSoto leads. Williams left to right. The serve goes. Played by the Tigers. Middle of the net, Garmin has her little tap, slightly blocked. It lands right in front of the stick on the outside, or on the far side of the net, on the Festus side of play. That means point to the Dragons. 17-11, they lead. Left to right serve, Jillian Williams, overhand from the back line, just on the right side of that line. Played by the Tigers, over on the hit from Garmin, and then point awarded to Festus as we have an illegal hit by the Dragons. Garmin winds up earning the point for the Tigers as she was last to touch it, and Festus gets her 12th point of set two. DeSoto up one set, none, after winning the first one, 25-22. They're up 17-12 in the second set with Festus on serve. Deep serve there by number six, Ella Shy, played by the Dragons. Tap at the net. Excuse me, got the hiccups going. And earning the point was Taylor Jones at the middle of the net for DeSoto. Her kill shot was tapped at the net and then landed towards that back corner on the Festus side. So it's 18-12 DeSoto. Right to left serve by Taylor Jones. I beg your pardon, left to right serve. Played at the net on the outside by Garmin. Her little tap is blocked by DeSoto. Lands back on the Festus side. And just like that, DeSoto has a 7-0 lead. Or excuse me, a 7-point lead. It's 19-12. Left to right serve once again, Jones. Two hits towards the middle of the net. Pound there by Taylor Jackson. She hits it right into the net as she was unable to get very much lift. And DeSoto goes up 20-12. In set two, they're 5 points away from taking this district match against the Festus Tigers. We'll come back in 30 seconds, find out if they do, next on KJF.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Do you have your lucky ticket to win a Toyota Supra? Hi, this is Kim Elbel. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build additional housing for women and children escaping domestic violence in Jefferson and surrounding counties. It's only $100 to enter the drawing for this iconic Toyota Supra. The winning ticket will be drawn on Black Friday, so get your ticket today at comtree.org or Twin City Toyota. Proceeds will benefit Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. Thank you for your support and good luck.
Well, Kenzie Minock with a kill shot for the Tigers at the net was blocked by DeSoto, but out of bounds, so point to Festus. Welcome back. Matt Greenwood with you on KJF. Next point is awarded to the Dragons as the libero Nicholson earns the point with the two-hand tap softly over the net. Oh, no, beg your pardon. It goes to Festus. So 20-14 now the score. Bria Garmin serving right to left for the Tigers. DeSoto plays it, three shots. Last touch by Pope over. Tigers, they take three attempts at it, finally get it over. And here's Cameron Paley on the DeSoto side, slightly behind the net outside, sends it deep and out of bounds. Tigers now down by five at 20-15. Garmin with the serve once again. DeSoto plays it, set there by Amy Reiser. Boy soccer and girl soccer head coach Nick Reiser's daughter. She set up Abby Pope there, and Pope's kill shot was blocked by the Tigers back to the DeSoto side. And so Festus earns the point. 20-16. DeSoto leading here in set two. Already up one set after winning the first set. 25-22. Want to thank Lucas Smith, Chrysler of Festus, Midwest Sports Center of Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills. And New Era Bank, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre for sponsoring tonight's call. Back to the action we go. Festus on serve. Excuse me, that was DeSoto. No, it was Festus on serve. I beg your pardon there. And apologies as DeSoto earns the point. There was a play at the middle of the net and a kill shot that was blocked out of bounds by the Tigers. So 21-16 goes DeSoto. Serving it, Paley, jump serve towards the middle of the net on the Festus side. Two players go for the dig, and neither one of them comes up with it. And that means 22-16 DeSoto. Coach Beely wanted a timeout for Festus. Official said, no, you don't have any left. Serving it, DeSoto to the Festus side. Outside the line with a kill shot there was Taylor Jackson, but she hit it into the net, and DeSoto gets point number 23 as they lead 23-16. Serving it, Paley skips off the top of the net, dug out by Younger. Here's the set towards Brickhouse. Taps it over the right hand and finds space in the middle of the floor. Festus gets the point. 23-17, your score. Festus serving right to left on the opposite side of the floor from us. It's Taylor Jackson, flat-footed overhand serve. Deep, played out by Reiser towards the net. Pounded by Pope at the middle and blocked by the Tigers back to the DeSoto side. And Festus collects back-to-back points and trails 23-18. So Festus trying to mount a comeback here. They need to reel off some points here in order to force a third set as DeSoto won the first one by three. There's a serve right to left by Jackson. Played by DeSoto is lifted over. Tigers get it back over. Now on DeSoto's side, the set by Pope. At the net, Roth tried her little two-hand tap over the blockers, and they said, nah, we're going to get the point here. And the block lands on the DeSoto side, and Festus now has 19 points. Down by four. Deep floating serve right to left by Taylor Jackson. DeSoto able to lift it over as Abby Pope found a little pocket of space, and the DeSoto student section loves that play as DeSoto up 24-19 serving for the set and the match. It's going to be Haley Johnson. Johnson dribbling the ball, getting ready for the jump serve. There it goes towards the deep corner, played by the Tigers. Set to the outside. Shot by Claire Martin. It's blocked at the net. DeSoto takes set two and the match. 25-22 set one score. 25-19 set two score. DeSoto in their own building knocks off the Festus Tigers for win number seven of the season. Festus drops to 10-2. The student section, led by Landon Porter and Briar Fisher and company, are all celebrating this victory for the Dragons as they huddle up along their sideline. They are now 7-8-4. And you can tell on the face of Coach Brinkman, couldn't be more excited for this one as DeSoto ends the losing skid. The Festus Tigers had won six straight against DeSoto, but the Dragons get the better of the Tigers tonight. 25-22, set one score. 25-19, set two score. They sweep them here on KJF. Your postgame show is next.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and in Poplar Bluff. In addition to having a great selection of on-the-road, off-the-road, and on-the-water vehicles, Josh, you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. You know what? If you're looking for great financing, we got rates as low as 0%. If you've had a few bumps on the road of life, we can take care of financing there. We've got financing for everyone. Payments as low as $99 a month on four-wheel drive ATVs right now. Stop and see us at 124 Walker Drive Farm.
Clarissa, what are you doing with those prices now?
Jason the Hayes made, and now I'm making deals.
Are you really offering 10% off on all Spartan mowers?
Yep. Get this. Right now, customers can get a Massey Ferguson tractor as low as $167 a month.
That's a real deal. Okay, then. I'm making a deal. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson 1723 backhoe for $232 a month.
I see you and cut you a Woods cutter 15 foot for just $17.5. It's heavy duty and cuts 3-inch material. Beat that, Mower Mouse.
I can't, Queen of the Green. That's a really good deal. All that really matters is that our customers get the best name brand equipment, not some knockoff. And that's what we do here. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and at the Lettington exit also. Online, 24/7 at fleegs.com.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local. And remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32 or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
In January 1973, three community leaders sat around a table and established a nonprofit agency that would reach the unmet needs of Jefferson County residents. Little did they know this agency would expand to become a leader in the county, a trusted provider in Missouri, and receive national recognition. Comtree was founded to meet community needs. This will always remain our purpose. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org. Welcome to our family tree.
Well, they're still celebrating a 2-0 victory as the DeSoto Dragons knock off the Festus Tigers in some volleyball action this evening. 2-0, as I mentioned, 25-22 and 25-19. I've got Lindsey Brinkman, head coach for the DeSoto Dragons, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Coach, we got started a little bit late, but still have a relatively early evening as your girls were able to sweep the Tigers tonight. Let's just get your initial thoughts on that big victory for you guys.
You know, I said in the pregame that we needed to play two games of consistent volleyball, and I feel like that's really what we did. It was definitely a full team effort. Finally, our defense, setting, offense, everything was working together and making those connections, and it obviously paid off for us.
I mean, honestly, there were some times where the ball was just kind of bouncing around a little bit, and in terms of the scramble points, you guys probably won a few more than Festus did. Those sometimes, as unclean as they look, because they are scramble plays, can be big momentum swingers. Did you sense there was a certain point in either set where you felt like maybe you guys had this one tonight?
I never feel like that. It's almost a dangerous feeling in any girls' sport, especially girls' volleyball. And I just felt like we worked really hard and were playing those scrappy points full kilter, and we just didn't give up. And I told the girls beforehand, do not let those points tick by. Sometimes, you know, oh, it's not worth that one, or I could have done better on that one. And when we start letting those tick by, that's when we see the momentum shift. And we did a good job of not letting that happen tonight.
I want to talk about a couple of moments that, or maybe might have happened twice. I know for Kylie Roth, there were a couple of points that she earned that she didn't know how she got them. And I think at least one time she shared a big smile with you. Talk about her play tonight. A couple of those, I think she lifted one over that she was like, oh, that's a simple lift. That's not going to get us a point. But it got you a point. And I think there was a kill shot she had that was kind of tapped or something like that. But just go through those moments with her tonight.
Kylie does a really good job of listening, and we try to tell her where to place the ball. She's actually, even though it was kind of sloppy tonight, she's probably one of the best tippers we've ever had come through the program. So like I said, she's really good with her hands and can control the ball pretty well. And so sometimes it's just making that contact and finding those holes, as ugly as they may be, once in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go over some things here. I'm going to let you choose this part of it, the Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. I know there's 50 points that you guys won tonight, so I'm asking you to do a lot, but give us a play that you felt was the you know, kind of defined your night tonight. Yeah.
Oh, there's so many. One that kind of stood out for the girls, not just one player, when Kylie Roth got the ace serve on Garmin. That just kind of set the pace. Like, if we can do that to their best player, we can control this game.
Okay, that's good. That's good enough for me. our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, a chance for this player to go down to Farmington anytime she can and go to Applebee's and get a free entree. For me, that's Cameron Paley. Talk about the 12 kills that she got tonight, kind of all over the net. And I know she and Abby Pope had quite a few chances at the net. But obviously, Paley with some big-time kills for you tonight.
Yeah, Cameron did a really good job tonight of kind of trying to mix things up. She likes her line shot, but she was finding cross-court, she was finding tips, she was finding short. I know there were a few times in the game, especially that second game, she got a little frustrated. But once we had her covered on the block and we could find her those holes, she got back in her groove and really came through for us.
All right, Coach, we'll get you out on this if the schedule is correct that I have. You have Windsor at home on October 1st, which I don't even know what day that is, but is that your next matchup, or you guys have something before that?
We have the Seckman tournament this weekend, and Festus is in our pool again,
so
we could see them on Saturday.
Okay, and then you have Windsor on whatever day October 1st is.
Tuesday.
Monday? Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Tuesday, yep.
So, again, you said it in pregame, a very tough part of your schedule. This district is not easy. With Windsor and Festus and Park Hill Central and those group of teams. But as you now push forward, Coach, what's going to be key to you guys collecting some district wins, setting yourself up nicely for a good district tournament here in a few weeks?
The girls are really starting to listen to what we're trying to tell them as far as where to line up our defense, how to set our double block, where to cover. And they're seeing that, hey, when they listen, those plays pay off. So even my defense at one point looked over and was like, oh, that's what you mean. Yes, very good. So I think now that they're starting to realize, the coaches do know what they're talking about, and we can see the big picture to help kind of guide them to those wins. It's going to start paying off a little more. And like I said, just trying to find that consistency in play, which I'm hoping this is a turning point for us and we can continue to do more of.
Well, they're going to keep looking at that win over Festus, and I'm sure they're going to be encouraged the rest of the year. Congratulations, Coach, on this victory, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Lindsay Brinkman, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show as DeSoto takes it in two sets over the Festus Tigers, 25-22 and 25-19. I want to thank the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, as well as Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and the UPS store in Festus for allowing us to come out and broadcast this wonderful volleyball match between the DeSoto Dragons and the Festus Tigers. Not too bad for our first volleyball match of the 2019 volleyball season on KJEF. Of course, we have some other things coming up here in the next several days. Don't forget, we do have Friday night football tomorrow night. That includes Central at Potosi on Jane. Beg your pardon, looking at the wrong schedule.
Central at St. Genevieve on J98. On M800 KREI, it's Farmington's homecoming as they take on the Poplar Bluff Mules. On AM1400 KJF, yes, that is us, St. Pius is at Herculaneum for Herculaneum's homecoming. And then it's the rivalry of Perryville on the MIMO Info Sports Stream as Perryville takes on St. Vincent. Almost choked there. As far as volleyball action for next week is concerned, October 3rd, that is a Thursday, we have Jefferson R7 at Festus High School. That's going to be right here on KJFF. It is a scheduled 7 o'clock first serve. So that's what we have for you coming up over the next several days on the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. That's going to do it for us. I want to thank Dale Bruning back in the KHS studio. I am Matt Greenwood, and the DeSoto Dragons win at 25-22 and 25-19 as they sweep the Festus Tigers, pick up a district victory, and improve to 7-8-4, the Tigers falling to 10-2. Once again, thank you to Dale Bruning back in the KHS studio. Once again, I am Matt Greenwood, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed our coverage of Jefferson County Volleyball right here on KJF.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports on Straight Talk 1400. We now return you to regular programming.